From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. China hopes for early results in negotiations for a giant Asian trade pact, according to its foreign ministry Tuesday. It comes after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump vowed to ditch the rival deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trump pledged in a short video message to signal the U.S. withdrawal from the TPP on his first day in the White House. The deal is an agreement between 12 countries that does not include China. Bin Jiancheng is a professor at Shanghai University of International Business and Economics. He says while Trump is proposing exiting the TPP, I personally do not think he means he will abandon the desire of the U.S. to maintain control in the whole Pacific region. An Egyptian appeals court Tuesday quashed one of two life sentences handed down to Mohamed Morsi since his 2013 overthrow. It's the Islamist ex-president's second appeals victory in a week. Turkey Tuesday dismissed over 15,000 more civil servants, police officers, and military personnel within the state of emergency opposed after the July failed coup. It's a purge that shows no signs of slowing. More than 100,000 people within the military, police, judiciary, and education sector have been arrested, suspended, or sacked so far in the crackdown. Belgium has launched new security measures at the Brussels airport after suicide bombings there in March. They're taking inspiration from controls at the Ben Gurion in Israel. It's among one of the most heavily protected airports in the world. Islamist suicide bombers killed 16 people and injured over 150 at the Brussels airport in March. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert warning in the run-up to the end-of-the-year holiday season, warning Americans of a heightened risk of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. U.S. citizens should exercise caution at holiday festivals, events, and outdoor markets, it said late Monday, in an alert that expires February 20th. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday. It measured 6.9 by U.S. seismologists and 7.4 in Japan. It struck off the coast of the Fukushima Prefecture. The U.S. geophysicist Rafael Abreu of the U.S. Geological Survey said a 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore.
Any type of movement that disturbs the water column, if you do any movement on the ocean floor, whether you raise it or if it goes down, which is likely to what happened in this case, that type of disturbance is going to create a disturbance in the water column, and that is what creates the tsunami.
The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of the Japanese capital of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6-magnitude earthquakes than probably any other country in the world. But yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Renewed clashes between Yemeni government forces and rebels killed 19 people on Tuesday, according to military officials. It comes a day after a fragile 48-hour ceasefire expired without a halt in the violence. At least 8 people died and many more are missing and feared dead, according to Italy's Coast Guard and the Italian Red Cross Tuesday. The Coast Guard said that one of the boats had recovered 7 bodies. At least 3,000 people have fled fighting in northern Myanmar into China. Beijing said Tuesday as the death toll from clashes between the military and ethnic rebels rose to 9. 2 Qatari women were held up with their driver in a Paris motorway and robbed of their valuables worth at least 5 million euros, according to police sources Tuesday. The women had just left the Le Bourget airport northeast of the capital Monday when their Bentley was held up by 2 masked men. Uber launched its on-demand car ride services in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka Tuesday, saying it would help reduce congestion in one of the world's largest metropolises. Police forces across Europe and the United States arrested 178 people. It's part of a crackdown on money laundering last week and identified some 23 million euros in stolen funds. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.